Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kamakailan ay ipinatupad sa estado ng Victoria, particular sa Melbourne, ang Stage 4 lockdown. Kaya naman, tinanong natin ang ilang mga Pinoy tungkol sa kanilang reaksyon dito. Bagamat mas mahigpit ang mga restriksyon, marami naman umanong na iturong aral ang lockdown sa kanilang buhay, lalo na pagdating sa mga hobbies at pakikipag-connect sa pamilya at mga kaibigan. Kasama natin ngayon si April Kabigting. Magandang araw, April.
Magandang araw, Ate Claude. Good morning, everyone.
Bigyan lang natin sila ng background mo. Ano ba yung iyong trabaho at taga saan ka sa Melbourne?
I was a chef before. I was unemployed due to lockdown. And I live in Ringwood East.
Okay, so in terms of job, April, ano sitwasyon mo ngayon?
Unfortunately, I'm one of those thousands or maybe more who ended up unemployed. Mm-hmm. And since the start of July, I was just staying at home, like literally. It is so frustrating at first. Because of the lockdown restrictions, I can't even go hiking or visit my family in other states. Yet I understand why we have these rules imposed by the government. So I think on the bright side too, there are more constructive ways that we are responding actually to the Stage 4 lockdown, like baking. Mm. Yeah, I've seen how the shelves at Big W got empty, Coles and Woolies baking section ran out of flour, people start planting succulent, gym mats and equipment sold out because people really go crazy on keeping their figure even when at home. And I am happy to see how Victorians are actually trying to cope up with this situation.
Nabanggit mo din, Pril, no? Let's touch on keeping yourself afloat or surviving in terms of your finances. You have mentioned a while ago that you're surviving through your savings.
Yes, because unfortunately, we, the working visa holders, hindi po kami included doon sa benefits na binibigay ngayon ng government. So, fortunately, I have saved up some amounts that I think will make me get through this pandemic, hopefully. Also, the government allowed us to access our early superannuation. Mm. And with the tax that we received last July, I think it will be enough. I hope so.
So, tipid-tipid muna.
Tipid-tipid muna po tayo ngayon and bili-bili lang nung mga kailangan talaga po natin.
Nung in-announce ba ng government at ng premier natin dito sa Victoria yung Stage 4, na ano ka ba? Parang na-stress ka ba? Or parang eto na naman tayo, another lockdown?
I think stress actually is an understatement to what I've felt and most people.
Mm.
Kasi yung takot na walang security.
Mm-mm.
Walang security sa work, with our future, like, kailan ba ito matatapos?
Mm-mm.
Anong kakainin ko the next day? Ganun, kapag wala ng pera.
Mm-mm.
And we can't even go home because some flights are limited. And they are actually so expensive too. It's like a dead end and then we're trapped here.
Mm-mm.
But on the other side, ate, with the consistently high cases reported each day despite the previous restrictions, I think also it's a must that the government imposed this and we entered this Stage 4 lockdown.
Paano ka naman nagsusurvive at nabubuhay sa gitna ng COVID-19? Alam ko meron kang ginagawa ngayon yung pagbe-bake kasi isa kang chef.
I started creating my Instagram account on where I share my knowledge about cooking by posting not only the pictures but recipe, restaurant reviews and recommendations. It is to inspire and help others to be productive during this pandemic. So, sino pa po bang magtutulungan kundi tayo-tayo lang din po? This is to help me mentally cope up. Somehow, I always bake and cook something for me to post on my social media account. It's called choose.au po. You can follow it on Instagram and check some of my recipes if you want to try some.
Kasama natin ngayon sa programa si Nanita Go. Magandang araw, Nanita.
Magandang araw din sa iyo, Claudette.
Ayan, Nanita, para mas makilala ka ng ating mga tagapakinig, maaari mo bang ipakilala ang iyong sarili?
Pangalan ko ay si Nanita Go, taga Preston, dito sa Melbourne. Isang retired na dating nag who work, pero ngayon, I'm still working as a volunteer sa aming church.
You mentioned din that you have an underlying condition.
Actually, walang effect sa akin dahil I'm already used to stay home palagi because before, I have this underlying condition, so I should avoid sa mga crowd. Yun ang advice sa doctor namin. Gumaling naman din ako. I have so many plans, but you know, the plans we have is always by God's will. Nagkataon naman nagka-lockdown. So, stay home and then obey the rules sa gobyerno because for the safety. But as I said, itong situation ngayon, so many plans sanang gagawin, hindi na magagawa. Dati-dati, nandito yung mga apo ko, ngayon hindi, wala na sa amin, hindi din kami makapasyal. So, we still thank God because of this communication ng technology,
yes.
We still keep in touch. Malaking bagay din ang nawawala sa amin dahil through communication na lang kami, no touch. The good thing also, even though ito ang nagiging reaction, the more we keep in touch because we have time, every one of us stays home, nakapag-encourage one another, lalo na sa aming kabredirin, lalo kaming nagkaroon ng time. Imagine yung mga 30 years ago, 40 years ago na hindi ko na-communicate sa mga kamag-anak ko, friends ko, mga old friends ko, nakapag-communicate tuloy kami nitong pandemic.
Sa stage 4 restriction, kailangan magsuot na ng mask, diba? Tsaka kailangan pag nagsha-shopping, hindi na pwede dalawang tao yung lumabas o pumunta sa shopping center. Nahirapan ba kayo dito? At sino ba ang namimili sa inyo?
Si Oscar, yung asawa ko, siya ang palaging noon pa man, siya ang palaging nakakaalam mamamili. It doesn't affect me much. The only thing na naapektuhan siguro, hindi naman naapektuhan ko, hindi na, na-encourage tuloy ako dahil nitong, itong pag-wear ng mask, dati nagmamask ako, pero ngayon lalo na akong gumagamit at hindi na ako awkward, nasanay na ako. Siyempre, hindi na talaga dati-dati na kung saan ka makagalaw, kung saan ka makaalis.
So, dati pa lang kasi nagmamask ka na, no, bago pa naging mandatory yung mask. So, hindi ka na na-awkward ngayon kasi lahat nakamask.
Oo, hindi na tuloy. Dahil dati-dati sinabihan na ako na talagang because of my underlying condition, magkailangan magmask ako at saka avoid crowd. Pero nung gumaling na nga ako, ito na nga sinasabi ko, yun lang. Ang daming plano pero hindi natuloy na gagawa.
Paano ka nag-survive or nagsusurvive ngayon sa gitna ng COVID-19? Alam ko, nasasabi mo na meron kang mga bagong hobbies o mga bagong recipes na natutunan.
Oo, nung una, talagang nasurvive kami through encouragement to one another sa mga kapwa brethren, sa mga kapatid ko, sa family ko. And then also, I have learned new things like itong succulent plant. Natutunan kong magbibigayan at mag-sharing sa aming mga kapatiran at saka nagkaroon ako ng every morning ng talking to the plant while praying to God. Imagine, hindi ko yan nagagawa dati. Ngayon, I have all the time. At saka mayroon ako little garden sa likod. New recipes din na new things na i-share ko sa aming family at na naluluto ko at sinare ko din sa aking family.
Finally, Nainits, ano yung mensahe mo?
Siguro, number one is we have to obey what the government will say and we have to continue to pray one another because in this pandemic, no one really our good doctors at this time because wala naman talagang tunay na gamot nito, but I believe God is our healer. Our prayers is the medicines of all these things nito pandemic na ito.
Yeah.
Every storm subsides talaga ang storm. It will never keep on storming us.
Kasama natin ngayon sa programa si Alf Siriaco.
Ako po si Alf Siriaco. I'm studying at Deakin University. Then I'm studying exercise and sports science. And nakatala po ako sa Burwood area, so I think east. Right now, I'm working as a physiotherapy assistant. Pero yun nga lang, due to the COVID restriction, yung hours ko is limited. Used to be like 3 to 4 hours before, pero ngayon nga, since nag-cut down ng clients, one client na lang, So 1 hour per week. Impacted din yung number of clients, na affected din yung income ko. So I used to pay my rent, but now, yun nga, since nag-cut down $50 per fortnight, honestly, hindi siya makaka-sustain ng rent because I had to like rely on my parents back home to send me funds to pay for my rent now.
Lalo na ngayon na nasa stage 4 restriction ng ating state, no? Mas mahigpit or pahigpit ng pahigpit yung mga batas. Anong reaksyon mo dito?
I think it's necessary naman din yung strictness kasi para din ma-contain yung virus, everyone has to be vigilant na stay home, observe proper hygiene, and then no unnecessary going out sa bahay. But then as an essential worker, I have a workers permit to travel. Yung mainly nag-affect sa akin is yung travel time ng mga public transport, like yung mga buses and mga trams, because instead of like 1 hour papunta, does it take me like around 2 to 3 hours pabalik? So would it be worth it pa ba to like go to a job na you're just wasting your time waiting for the bus or the tram?
Are you doing online studies right now?
Online studying, pero I have my complaints with it also. Like parang hindi mo masyadong natutunan yung tinuturo nila kasi iba talaga yung classroom setting wherein you can like ask questions on the spot. Eh yung online, time limited, like 1 hour yung lecture. Parang magigilty ka or maghinayang ka mag-ask ng question kasi mas mapaprolong yung lecture tapos yung iba parang may next class pa. So can't get the most out of online learning.
Ngayon na nasa stage 4 tayo, paano ka ba nagko-cope at nagsusurvive? At may mga hobbies ka ba na sa tingin mo mas na-improve mo o mas napabuti mo?
Most likely yung meditation, yung mga morning quiet times. And then it helps also like yung talking with friends and with family to keep you sane din. Yun talaga yung parang has been yung nakakatulong sa akin sa pag-cope up with the pandemic and stuff. Because like before, when I didn't, yun nga, hindi ko kinakausap yung mga friends ko or yung family ko, parang nag-anxiety attack ako every time I watch the news and what's going on with Australia, what's going on back home. And then, yeah, like hobbies. Yeah, I have like passion for drawing and painting. So I just continue to do that. In terms of like surviving the anxiety and the loneliness, like talk to friends, talk to families. Because, yeah, it's this times na you have to like make peace or make every moment count. Because as unsure as the future may be, friends or family are good anchor.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.